Discipline is figuring out how to like and even love doing the things that are good for you and that are good for other people, especially the people around you, your friends, your family, the people you care about. This new definition of discipline and new way of thinking about it helps me to understand what I need to do in my life each day. The old definition of discipline I had for most of my life was that discipline was forcing yourself to push through doing things you hated that maybe you knew were good for you. Things like finishing a paper for school, things like running a mile, things like doing a homework assignment, things like staying in a relationship when I didn't want to. I thought discipline was sticking with something you decided to do before without regard to why it was decided. For example, sticking with the relationship that I made a commitment to this person without considering whether it was good for me and or good for them to be in the relationship with me. I used to think of discipline as something I hated, something that people got beat into them. And I prided myself on being able to just freestyle my life and start a new diet and then just end it whenever I felt like it. I thought discipline was trying to stick with a diet I didn't like and then just giving up on it because I didn't have enough discipline. I thought discipline was something negative. And now when I look at discipline as a way to find how to love the things in my life that I'm supposed to do, then that discipline definition helps me today. This way, with discipline, with the idea that you're trying to figure out how to love the things in your life and like doing them, it clearly is an exercise in trial and error in testing out different ways to do the right thing. When I used to think of discipline before, like I have to exercise and I have to go for a run, so I'd do these long runs I hated, so then I wouldn't keep doing them. I knew I needed to exercise on a regular basis, and I only could see a very limited amount of ways to do it that I didn't like, and then I'd just force myself to do it. The same thing seems to happen with eating healthy. All of us, I would guess almost every human being on the planet, knows at some level you need to eat healthy, that you should eat certain things and not eat certain things, that you should have some discipline as far as your eating goes. And yet, why is it we don't do that? It's because of the way of thinking that eating healthy stinks and that eating healthy is not fun, that I can't have the things I want and eat healthy. It's contempt prior to investigation that you think you know about it, or you did a diet, or you tried to eat healthy before and failed at it. I've tried to eat better a lot of times in my life, and now, with this new definition of discipline, I've figured out how to do that. With my new definition of discipline, I understand that in order to eat healthy, I need to find ways I like eating healthy, so that then I will keep doing it because I want to keep doing it. And to remember why. Why do I want to keep living healthy? So that I can live a healthy life here of service, where my body works good, where I feel good, where I look good, where I'm able to do good. That's why I want to eat healthy, is to have a good life. I know when I don't eat healthy, I don't eat good. So for me, the getting into why I'm doing something is a key part of discipline. I have to do it out of a loving, peaceful reason. I can't beat myself. What I tried to do was whip myself discipline for most of my life. You're gonna run faster. You're gonna keep running, boy, keep running. And that's how I looked at discipline. Keep eating healthy, keep doing that diet. And like I was getting beaten into doing the things I needed to do. So of course, at some point, I always stopped doing the things that were healthy for me. I stopped eating good. I stopped trying to stay sober. I stopped trying to exercise. And what did I get? A life that was miserable because I wasn't doing the things I needed to do. And because I closed my mind off as to finding the ways to do the things I needed to do so that I would keep doing them. Now I'm able to eat healthy because I keep trying new ways to eat healthy all the time. The most recent thing I've done is I went and bought a shrimp cocktail platter. I like shrimp cocktail. It's got a lot of protein in it. It's a pretty healthy thing to eat. And it's only 500 calories and it's really filling. A big part of eating healthy for me now is understanding that I've got to continue to try eating new things so I can find the things that are good and healthy to eat that I also like to eat. And that way I have room to eat the things that you might say I want to eat. I have room to have dessert every day. Every day I can have a nice big slice of pie if I want to. I can have some junk food if I want to. I eat healthy for most of what I eat so that I have room if a piece of delicious yellow cake with chocolate frosting comes across my path, I can eat it. I eat healthy so that when it's Christmas time, I can have 6 or 7 cookies every day. Because the rest of my diet is healthy. The rest of my diet is okay with having some fat and sugar and flour in my diet. I'm eating things like fish the other parts of the day. And I'm tracking my calories every day so I can see exactly what it is I'm eating. So that if I eat 6 or 7 cookies, then I know I need to make healthy choices for the rest of the foods I'm eating. Then it's a place where I can always have what I want. And I'm doing what I need to do, and it's not miserable. It doesn't suck, and I can keep doing it indefinitely. I'm grateful that last year, every single day, I tracked what I ate, either through just the calories at the beginning of the year, or the last several months of the year, I actually put all the foods in so I could see all the nutrition using my MyFitnessPal. That's discipline. I didn't miss one day last year tracking the food I ate. And why did I do that? I did that because I want to live a healthy life. I want to be here and be useful. And I found a way to do it that was fun. A lot of people say, oh, isn't that exhausting to track your calories every day? Isn't it exhausting? Doesn't that get old? And yet, look at the things we do that should get old that don't. How many games do people play that should get old? You'd say, God, you sat there and played that game for hundreds of hours. Aren't you bored by now? Well, I like playing it. I stopped playing a game on my phone so that I could make room, have the time and energy in my life to track my calories. And I look at tracking my calories as a little game I'm playing on my phone every day. It's a, let's see if I can eat what I want to every single day and still come in at the right amount of calories and the right amount of nutrition. It's a very challenging game. It's one that doesn't stop either. I have to eat every day. And that's fun. It's a game I'm playing for a purpose. It's a game I'm playing with my health. It's fun. It's much more productive than trying to play Star Wars Commander and sending people in to take out, sending my Imperial soldiers in to take out a Rebel's base. It's a lot more fun than that. And I get something out of it, that's why I do it. And yet I had to make a conscious decision to stop playing that game and start playing a new one. I've set up my life in a way that it's fun and easy to do the things I need to do every day. And that didn't happen overnight. It happened with a lot of prayer, a lot of trial and error, a lot of being too fat most of my life, a lot of not feeling good, a lot of feeling lazy because I was carrying around 20, 30, 40, 50 extra pounds of fat. I work each day to live healthy because I like the results of it. I like how I feel when I do it. And that's discipline, is having everything worked in together under a loving scope of reference, under a loving, peaceful place where you're working to serve other people. There's no whipping myself in what I'm doing right now. There's no, you need to do that, you need to eat this food right. Oh no, I'm going to eat what I want to. And I pray that what I want to eat matches in with the MyFitnessPal app I'm playing every day in a way that I can eat what I enjoy and what's healthy together every day. I don't limit myself on any kinds of food, and yet I've done the best eating of my entire life in the last year since I've tracked my calories each day. Now that to me is an amazing definition of discipline that can apply to anything else. And that's why I've shared it here with you today, so that you have the chance, if you're looking for something that I'm already doing right in my life that here, you can have what I'm doing that's working for me after I suffered through a lot of other things. Here you go. This is what's working. That's why I've given it to you. I pray today that I continue to use a definition of discipline, which is guided by love and encourages me to do the things I want to and need to hand in hand with no separation. I pray that what I want to do and what I need to do become one will. That if I want to do something, it's what I need to, and if I need to do something, it's what I want to. Then there's no separation in my life between what I want to do and what I need to do, what's right and what I'm doing. I pray that you have the same chance today to use this definition of discipline or anything I've said in this video to do a little bit better today, to see that you're already doing good enough, and that if you want to do a little bit better, there's all the help you could possibly want for that right here in front of you. Thank you very much for being here with me today, and I hope you have a wonderful day today. I value your feedback on this, especially if you watched all the way to the end. I love hearing from you if you've watched all the way to the end right here. Thank you.